Dungeons and Creeps, a new podcast that we are going to do. Basically, what is going to happen is I am going to describe a really shitty creepypasta character to Brody, and he's going
to stand.
Attempt to make a Dungeons and Dragons character out of it.
Yeah.
So, it'll be a time. The character we have today is a pretty infamous one.
Is it?
Yeah. Brody doesn't know much about creepypasta, so I know this is a character he doesn't know. Her name is... Well, her creepypasta name is Clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from the story Clockwork, Your Time Is Up.
Mm-hmm.
Her original name is Natalie. Natalie Owlette? Owlé? I don't know. We never... Ule? It's O-U-L-E-T-T, I'm pretty sure.
Let's... I don't know. All right, what's the can we get to?
Well, Natalie is introduced as the girl called Natalie in her story, which is horribly written and has many controversial themes in it that are not handled correctly.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Watch out, PC people. This is not a story for you. I don't. I mean, it's true, but
yeah. Concepts such as incest and rape, and child abuse are covered in this story not well at all. It's very offensive. I could not find the original author of this story. I could only find two postings of the story, one by Derpywink, who flat out says that they are not the author of the story, and one by Lucid, who is not the author of the story, because their version is much better written. It's still shitty, but it's better written than the original. So, now, let's get into the character of Natalie, aka Clockwork. So, Natalie starts out as a child.
Okay, wait, are we doing, like, lore?
We're doing lore.
Okay, because I thought you were just going to give me, this is the character, this is what they can do.
No, you need to understand the character.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. This is very important.
All right, so, we'll do it your way.
This is my podcast.
Yeah, this is your podcast. I'm only here because I'm the only one who knows how to do D&D stuff.
True.
I am the king.
And you're my boyfriend.
But mostly, let's be realistic here.
Okay. Well...
These are good t-shirts.
Natalie starts out as a little girl in the story who has a stuffed giraffe, which is somehow important for some reason.
It is.
She is listening to her mother and father fight, and then her father comes in and beats her with a textbook.
Nice, typical creepypasta.
Yep. Later, that's like the entire scene.
Mm-hmm.
So... Later, she's a little older,
mm-hmm.
and she gets raped by her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And that is handled horribly, as I said.
Mm.
So, Natalie is having a less than fun time. Natalie goes to school and tells these popular girls what happened to her, and they go around and spread it to the rest of the school, and everybody hates her now, apparently.
Nice.
She goes to a special school. Not, like, special as in who would need, like, extra help for learning, but, like, a school that's, like, an advanced school. I think it's for art. But she starts... Look, once you read the story, you don't read it again. It's way too awful. So she starts drawing blood and gore, and she has a boyfriend at this point, who we have never heard about before, and this is the last time we hear of him.
Nice.
So she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's obsessed with drawing blood and gore, and... She, her boyfriend breaks up with her.
Wow.
And she's like, wow, this is awful. So you know what she does, Brody? Do you know what she does? Do you know what happens next?
No, I don't.
Can you guess what happens next?
No. Hold on.
Oh, God.
No, continue doing it. Do your part of it. I'm doing mine.
Okay. Well... Natalie goes home and sews stitches into the sides of her mouth, like Jeff the Killer style.
Okay.
So, like, she sews... She doesn't sew her mouth into a smile, she just sews stitches on the sides of her mouth.
What?
So, that's the time. Natalie's mom finds her, and she's like, hey, maybe we should go see a therapist. Natalie's mom takes her to a therapist. Mm-hmm. Therapist's name is Deborah.
Of course.
And, Natalie says this great, infamous monologue when Deborah asks her what's wrong.
Oh boy, did they remove the stitches from the face yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she ripped them out.
Okay.
She says, and I quote, time. Time has been my problem. And Deborah gives her a confused look, and, sorry, Deborah have her a confused look. What about time? And Natalie says, everything. It makes you live through it, slowly progressing through life, being controlled by society, only to be tortured. It is a viscous circle. Time does not end. It doesn't slow down. It doesn't speed up. It's violent, and you live through the torture over and over again, unable to feel, and unable to fast forward from it. So the viscous circle of life is, it's giving Natalie a hard time. So,
Natalie
keeps talking to the therapist, and then finally she says, Natalie isn't here anymore, you know, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And the therapist says, all right, I'm gonna go, and we're gonna talk to your parents, or something like that. She leaves the room. Oh. And Natalie, is taken to a mental facility? It's never explained. But she's strapped to a table,
mm-hmm.
and she is injected with serums, and also has stuff rubbed into her skin.
Oh.
And okay. It's supposed to be a procedure that she's not supposed to wake up from, like she was given anesthesia before it. But she woke up in the middle of it, and she woke up in the middle of it, and she was put back to sleep, and then when she wakes up, the doctor says, hey, you woke up during the procedure, we don't know how that affected you, but I don't think it was good. And Natalie's like, hey, I am angry, and I want to kill people now, and I'm happy about it. And
what?
She also had,
I hate to say it, but, like, it's terrible, the fact that it's straight up, like, you woke up during a procedure, I don't know how it affected you, because, you know, the procedure wasn't really explained that well. Like, oh, you woke up when we were messing with your brain, so it caused problem with your brains. Oh, you woke up during your teeth surgery, so you wiggled around a bit. But no, you woke up during this vague surgery, and it caused a vague problem.
Yep. And so Natalie wants to kill people now. And she's happy about this.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. And, so the doctor puts a mirror to her face and says, also it turned your eyes green.
Yeah, because that... Okay, keep going. Please tell me. Are we getting close to the end so I can do my part?
Yeah, we're getting close.
Okay.
So Natalie,
mm-hmm.
naturally, now has superhuman strength for some reason. And
dude, sign me up for that surgery, man.
And she kills the doctor and any, like, guards, whatever, that are there. She kills them, mm-hmm. and then she goes home. And she kills her mother, her dad,
uh-huh.
and her brother,
uh-huh.
in that order, in gorily excruciating detail.
Like, is that what they say, or do they actually describe
it? No, they actually describe it. Mm-hmm. Some of the highlights of what happens without going into too much detail.
Or, like, let's not go into detail at all, because I don't know if my Lohod's ready for that.
She, makes her brother eat various parts of his body. Uses a pole on her dad as a rolling pin. And I'm not sure what she does to her mom, because it isn't as gory as the other two. So, but it's a time. It's, not a good time, and it's not a healthy time, but it's a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, after this, she goes up to her bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And...
Oh man, I bet we're gonna get a call back to the stitches.
Sort of.
Okay.
And she says her monologue again about the viscous circle.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's saying her monologue, she takes a knife into her eye, takes her eye out, and replaces it with a clock.
Except for you can't do that, but sure. You mean like a watch?
Yeah, but like a pocket watch.
Okay.
So, she declares herself clockwork.
Wow, edgy.
And the end of the story, well, she burns her house down, and then the giraffe is mentioned again, for some reason.
It's a callback. That's what pushed her over the edge.
The giraffe.
Yep.
Okay. Well, she burns the place down, and then there's a warning at the end of the story, which basically says that if you hear ticking in the middle of the night, you might... be haunted or targeted by Natalie.
Okay.
/ Clockwork.
Okay.
Alright.
You done?
Oh, and whenever she kills someone, right before she, like, deals the killing blow, she says, your time is up, except your is spelled Y-O-U-R. Continue.
Okay. Alright. First of all, before we start with the making of the character, can we analyze how shitty this story is? First of all, it had no premise on why she lost her shit, and basically it just sounded like a person's craving, the writer's craving, to make a story about a edgy monster with no reason for them being such a monster, and they also wanted an excuse to give them supernatural powers.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. Second, the clock thing. Just wanted, let's be real, edge. There's no reason other than time. That one monologue about time was the only thing. Not like, I feel like if they emphasize clocks in every scene, maybe.
Yeah.
And like, when she's having a bad time, she looks at the clocks and they slowly tick kind of thing. Another thing, I hate the whole how every horror story has to be like, but if you hear this, she or they are coming after you. Like, every supernatural creature gives a shit about people not connected to their backstory. Let's be realistic here. She killed everyone who made fun of her, basically.
Yeah.
We like, it's not even hyper-realistic. Like, maybe if, oh, she was wronged by people on the internet or wronged by podcasters, then I could...
So we're talking about Unfriended 3 here.
No, yeah. But, exactly. But those were her friends. She wasn't targeting everyone on the internet. Like, I feel like supernatural creatures, unless they're beings of, like, that were born into existence, should really only target the things that are connected to their backstory. Like, you know, primordial beings from D&D, they typically only fuck with people who's in the vicinity. They're not going around haunting people.
Right.
Anyway, so her powers, her ability, the D&D character creation... I don't know really, I have some ideas, but all of them aren't really lore related, because I thought she was going to have some kind of time theme, but she had no time theme whatsoever. It was such a waste of even Googling warlock patrons that have to do with time, because she has no time related
abilities. But she has the clock in her eye.
That's so stupid. If anything, she's an artificer.
Okay.
But, super strength? She's honestly just a barbarian artificer, like a barbarian artifice-y. That's a race of humans that are like basically artificers. They're humans, but like whatever feat you pick represents itself as like a mechanical adaptation. So like if you have the Zerbin feet, maybe you have a robotic eye. Mm-hmm. Or if you have the mobile feet, maybe you have a robotic legs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's homebrew. So honestly, I'm just gonna say, yeah, it's very cut and dry. She'd probably be a barbarian. Higher level if she has the ability to rolling pin her dad with a bar. with obviously disadvantage on perception checks because of the one eye, and no advantages on telling the time because she slapped it in her eye. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just she didn't really have many powers other than super strength, so it's hard to really transfer it into a good
Well, she's
DD.
also like really into blood and gore
No,
as
yeah,
well.
that's not really
And
anything.
she's a Jeff the Killer knockoff, so.
Yeah, so she's even harder to like.
So she
She
has.
has no magic powers. That's the kicker, though. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
Her eyes are green.
that's not a power. If anything, I'm pretty sure that's a mutation.
Okay, so we're thinking barbarian artificer.
Yeah, berserker, I guess.
So what like stats would, if someone wanted to make this character in D&D, what would they
Oh.
want to focus on?
Okay, that's what you're looking for. All right. What stats I would say?
Yeah.
High strength, very high con, strong enough to rip out her own eye and then just be all like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna monologue while I do it." Dex, didn't really explain everything. Sewing, so probably a little bit above average dex. Intelligence, wisdom, and charisma are all gonna be extremely low because this was just disgusting. She was stupid. Her charisma is so low because she's stupid, and her wisdom's low because she's stupid. I don't know. Like, it's hard to give her actual good mental stats because she exhibited no form of any kind of mental prowess or any kind of even charisma prowess. Like if she tricked people. I mean, she had a boyfriend, but like, I don't know.
You broke up with her
Yeah.
because she was drawing too much gore.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, her charisma's definitely low, her wisdom's low, and her
So
intelligence is low.
she'd more of a be more of a tanky, heavy hitter.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she seemed to pretty easily dispatch the people in her family.
Yeah.
She has, yeah, that's.
So we have a barbarian artificer
No,
who
no, no.
is
Artificie.
artificy.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay, whatever. Barbarian artificy, or what artificer,
Or
or however
whatever.
it's passed
Yeah,
down.
I don't know the race's name off the top of my head.
And there she would be a heavy hitting tank with very low stats on everything else.
Yeah. Dex would be slightly above average, but not enough to actually, be good at it.
Yeah.
Charisma, low. It's Dex, above average. Intelligence, below.
Yeah.
Wisdom, definitely below. Strength and Con would be the highest. So yeah, if you want to make this character in D&D, just stop
Please
playing D.
don't.
Yeah, stop playing D&D. Do yourself a flavor, and knock it off. And yeah, is there anything else we should cover? Oh, background. Background would be Outlander,
Okay.
because she's a freak.
Okay. So, what about race?
Right? Definitely human.
A human?
Yeah,
Okay.
because it's very generic and basic.
Okay.
And this horror story's stupid, so only a human can fit this role. Okay, gnome. I hate to say it. Gnome, a tinkerer gnome, because they're all about gears and shit, I guess would be thematic
So,
for.
a tinker gnome who is obsessed with time.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, I don't want to ruin Sully the gnome race by associating it, but like gnome tinkerers are probably the closest relation to like the whole clock theme.
Right. Okay, so to recap. Clockwork, or Natalie, would be a artificer or artificy,
The artif
barbarian,
race.
a tinkerer gnome with the backstory of Outlander, and would have stats that are heavy on the strength and con, and low on the intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. Yep, about sums it up.
Yeah.
All right.
So, we
Well,
good? All
yeah,
right,
I think we're
cool.
good.
Next time, hopefully, okay. Some advice for next time.
Yeah.
Pick someone with more abilities, I would say.
Okay.
Maybe like a more supernatural-esque story.
I mean, I'm going to pick whatever character I want, but...
But, like, preferably so we at least have some like, the my part of it, at least, is, like, a little bit more, like... Because this one was basically, like,
she's... You know what? We'll do Tiki Toby next time.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you're about to find out. Tiki Toby next time!
Does he also do clocks? Tiki. Taki. Toby.
This has been Dungeons and Creeps. See you guys next time.
Bye.